We are so thankful that you joined us this morning. Good morning to you. This is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and we are delighted and excited that you have joined us this morning on this Trust in the Lord Thursday. And we want to let you know that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will truly rejoice and be glad in it. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We honor you. We glorify you for being the awesome God that you are. You're El Shaddai all by yourself. And we thank you, Father God, that your loving kindness is better than life, that your mercy endures forever, that your truth is everlasting. And Lord, we will rest in it. We thank you, Father God, that you told us in your word to trust in you with all our hearts and lean not to our own understanding. In every way, acknowledge you. You would definitely direct our paths. We thank you, Father, that you watch over your word to perform it. We thank you, Father, that your love is everlasting and enduring in our hearts, our minds, and our spirit. We thank you, Father God, for Dr. P.K. Robertson, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for saying yes to the master's call. We thank you, Father God, for your blessings that are on this call, all the people from around the country, and even some that may come from other countries, Lord God, that come to the master's call to hear a word from you. We thank you, oh God, for the anointed person that's going to come forth with the word of God this morning. And Lord God, we will sit at your feet and hear what the Spirit has to say. But not only hear, but we'll be doers of your word. We thank you, Father God, for artist life in its entirety. We ask that you continue to bless the Diaz de Leon family, as well as all the participants, the members, the workers, all that are part of artist life, Lord God, even our customers. We ask that you strengthen each person individually as well as collectively. We love you, Lord, and we can't help but say thank you, thank you, thank you. As we trust in you with all our hearts, we glorify you, Father, for all that you're doing this day and the days to come. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say hallelujah and amen. I will now turn it over to our wonderful host. Host, are you there?
I'm here, Minister Brenda. Are you able to hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Songbird. God bless you. Take it away.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God, we give you all the glory and the honor and praise for allowing us to be here on this day. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Southern California, and I greet each one of you with the warmest and season greetings on this day. Thank you so much to Minister Willa and to Minister Brenda for seating us and greeting us this morning, for opening us up in prayer. And so we thank you for serving us in excellence, and we know that this is your winning season, and you definitely are winners. God bless you. Well, we welcome you to this, the Master's Call. See, if you're joining us for the first time, I just want to let you know a little bit about this call. It started back on October the 25th of 2010, and yes, we are pressing into our ninth year here on the Master's Call, where lives are enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day. Our scripture reference that we stand on this call can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." So each and every single day at this divine and appointed hour, we gather Monday through Friday, and we begin this call in prayer, we end in prayer, and then tomorrow is Friday. So at the end of our call, we open up our line to hear your praise reports, your prayer requests, and your testimonies. But now I also want to let you know that this call is a little bit unique, unlike any other. We do have our own website, and on our website, all of our messages are archived. So we invite you to go to our website, and you could go back as far as 2010 and see the messages and listen to the messages from the very beginning to where we are now. And so our website address is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. Now, since we're only on for about 30 minutes, there may be something that goes on with you after this call is over, and maybe you want someone to be in agreement with you. Maybe you can't talk to anybody about the situation besides Jesus, and you just want one of the members here on the Master's Call or the whole Master's Call team to be in agreement with you. Well, send us an email to info@themasterscall.net. And our prayer general, who you just heard, or our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. Immediately following this call every day, we have the opportunity to head over to the new morning motivational call. And this morning is Testimonial Thursday, and that will be led by the phenomenal Dee Lee. And so we want to invite you to join us. You said Testimonial Thursday. What is that all about? Well, see, we were all knitted together by a phenomenal health and wellness company known as Artist Life. And an appointment with Artist will change your life, but only if you let it. It's a phenomenal brand of buffet of products, health and wellness products that are changing lives all over the world and has been for 29 years. And so if you want to know more about it, please join us at 712-770-4005. Use the PIN code 294-617-POUND. Also want to let you know that Artist Life will be heading to Las Vegas for Extravaganza 2019 that will be happening March 29th, 30th, and 31st in Las Vegas. So get back with the person who invited you to this call, and they will share more about that Artist Life with you. But right now it's time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. And I'm so excited this morning to bring on our speaker. Just going to tell you a little bit about her, but her bio is on our website. So please go to the website to see the full extent of who she is. But I'm just going to let you know that this woman is dedicated to change and move and transform the kingdom of God. She is a woman who walks in victory. She is anointed, she is noble, she is efficient, she is saved, she is sanctified, and she is our appointed speaker for this morning, all the way from Prairie View, Texas, where she so diligently just steps in and does what she needs to do to make sure that everything is right. You hear us here on the Master's Call say that we have been ejected from the nest because she is our mother eagle. And so without further ado, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line, and the next voice that you will hear will be none other than the pastor, doctor, evangelist, prophetess, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon at this time.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Sunshine Songbird, my sanctified sister. I love and appreciate you so much. Thank you all the way there from Inglewood, California, early in the morning, being our host. We love and appreciate you and salute you and our Mississippi Queen, our prayer general. Thank you for greeting God's people as they came on the line. And again, a warmest kingdom Christmas greeting to each and every one of you this season. Thank you for making and taking the time to be a part of the Master's Call on this morning. We do not take it for granted. You could have been a lot of other places. We so appreciate you. This call was created to be a foundation, a place of prayer, a posture of praise, and always pointing toward the purpose for the success of Artist Life. The theme of the company is an appointment with artists will change your life, and it will change your life. And we're here to make sure, as midwives in prayer, we do all that we can do to make sure that that happens. So thank you for being a part of the call today. To my co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts, thank you for sharing this vision, this journey with me. As Minister Tiffany said, we started this journey back on October 25th in 2010, and look what the Lord has done. So we are so grateful for each and every one of you who has been alongside us on the journey. I'm going to preach a word that I ministered on Sunday in my church. It was Youth Sunday, and the kids gave me a title to minister on, and I followed their theme and had fun with it, and I said, wow, let me minister this morning also, because it really blessed the mouth, and I pray it will be a blessing to you. And the title of the message is, whose birthday is it anyway? Whose birthday is it anyway? The reason for the season. Our young people, we call them the seeds of the mount. Their theme was game shows, and they did a powerful Christmas skit, using different game shows, but putting Christ in it, asking questions about the cross on Jeopardy. And all of it was about our Lord and Savior. And it was so cute, but profound. It hit you in your face, because a lot of those questions, a lot of those answers, often we didn't know the question, which most of you know is how the game Jeopardy is played. And then they did Family Feud and Advanced Family Feud. And so I took that and ran with it this morning. But I asked this question because more and more and more, we have been sucked in. We have been delusioned. Galatians 5 talked about who has bewitched you. Why do I say that? Well, we often forget in this season who is it about. We will often, with the hustle and bustles of buying gifts, of preparing dinner, seeing who's going to fly in to be there, making sure the house is ready. You know, we're 5 days out before Christmas, but we can get so busy, we forget whose birthday is it anyway? The reason for the season, whose birthday is it anyway? And so with that theme that I was given on Sunday, I'm going to use that this morning with three different game shows to pull you in and kind of make us reexamine our day and our priorities. And if it hits you right in the square, go on and say, ouch, oh me, or you might be just saying amen. But we got to get it back to what it's all about, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Had he not chose to leave perfection, if he had not chose to leave the utopia of heaven and come down to earth, he was born to die, to be the big word I learned in seminary, the propitiation, which was simply the substitution. I could have kept on $40,000, not y'all. But the substitution for our sins. In other words, he had to be the sacrificial lamb, but he had to first be born and walk on this earth as we were born, as we walk on this earth. And too many times we have let the marketing industry, we have let the lights, the Christmas lights and all the different things that go on, sidetrack us from keeping the main thing, which is whose birthday is it anyway? I want you to do a self-check on what your priorities have been. How many times have you said during this season, happy birthday, Jesus? How many times during this season have you stopped to say, I thank you, Lord, for doing what you did? I don't know if I would have left the side of my father and all that I ever dreamed and needed to come down to this earth for wayward, rebellious folks. Whose birthday is it anyway? You all know I celebrated my birthday last Saturday. I'm honored to be in the month that all the celebration is going on, but I don't get it twisted. Don't get it confused. The reason for the season is the birth of Jesus. I'm talking about three game shows, and as I drill this point home, the Match Game, the Family Feud, and ended with To Tell the Truth in my last 10 minutes this morning. See, when we first started, most of y'all remember the Match Game. And my question to you is, our goals and desires for Christmas, do they match what God desires for us? Or do they match what the Word says? How does that match look like in your life? Does our character match the character of Christ, the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5:22-23, those nine fruit is your character, the love, the joy, the peace, faith, the long-suffering, all the way down to the self-control. Does it match? Are we showing even that first fruit of true agape love, a giving spirit with our time, our talents, and our treasure, and our talk is our conversation about whose birthday it really is? Does our talk, are we saying what God says about us? Are we matching Jesus with our words and deeds? What we say, does our motives, our actions, do they come close on match game to matching up with our ultimate model and example of Jesus Christ? Here's another match for us to check. Just the Great Commission. It's not the Great Suggestion. It's the Great Commission. Match our lifestyle's disposition in Matthew 9:38, where he said, the harvest is great, but the laborers are few. In this season of festivities, have you been laboring for the least of these? Have you thought about scheduling some time to go down to the soup kitchen and feed some folks, or go in your closet instead of buying more than we don't need or ever use, to giving away some clothes? Do we think of being that service to snatch some souls out of the jaws of hell to be the answer to someone else's prayers? Are we remembering and encouraging the lonely and forgotten, since this is the highest suicide rate time? It's not the Great Suggestion. It's the Great Commission. Do our actions match the mission Jesus gave us all? Gonna say amen or oh me. See, are we more concerned about receiving gifts instead of seeking a closer walk with the giver of the gifts? Oh, let me say that again. Are we more concerned about receiving gifts instead of seeking a closer walk with the giver of the gifts? Don't forget, whose birthday is it anyway? Who is it for the season? Here's a good one. Do we skip church or don't make time for outreach events because we have to wrap gifts or cook food or buy gifts for family members? See, never confuse a good idea with a God idea. It's fine to have the family over. The first institution God made was the family, but the priority, are you focusing your heart, your mind on the birth of Jesus? Or are you more worried about, I spent over $100 on a gift for them last year, and they gave me that little mess that I know they got from Ross for $15. Come on now. Say amen or oh me. Don't forget, whose birthday is it anyway? What is the real reason for the season? Do our actions match our confessed love for Christ? Here's another one. Do our decorations and displays reflect the real reason for the season? Can we tell Jesus is on your mind anywhere with the direct decorations you have around you? Is your ugly Christmas sweater reflecting anything about God? Don't forget it. Whose birthday is it anyway? Do they match the reason for the season? Second game I talked about was the family feud. See, most of us throughout the years have had some point of watching the family feud. Years ago when I was coming up, it was hosted by Richard Dawson, who was kissing on everybody. And now it's been Steve Harvey. Makes you laugh and feel totally the joy of friendly family competition. But what does the word feud really mean? Feud or blood feud is a bitter, continuous hostility, especially between two families or clans, and it usually lasts for many years or generations. See, now Steve Harvey, he keeps it light and friendly and a family feud that never ends up ugly, but a positive time of family and friendly competition for finances. But let's keep it real. Many of us dread Christmas because it truly ends up being the definition of a family feud. See, many relatives don't get along, and the family gatherings usually end up having that bitter, contentious argument before the event is over. The in-laws become the outlaws. Young folks disrespecting the older ones, ignoring sacred family traditions or beliefs. so a family feud erupts. But if we strive to remember whose birthday is it, the real reason for the season. It's not about us or our egos, you know, edging God out, or our agendas. The game show takes a poll and the families must guess the most popular answers to survey questions to win. And the answers or questions usually have nothing to do with scripture. They're supposed to revolve around life situations that all people encounter. It's amazing how some of the answers people give and to see how people think. And most of the family members on each team, you know, they're usually 30 years plus, and they've developed beliefs and attitudes that have been passed down from generation to generation. Well, a family feud is a prolonged and bitter quarrel or dispute. You know, some feuds, they can't even remember why they're feuding, whether it's the truth or not. See, we have to remember to keep the main thing, which is to focus on Christ and his word. If we do that, many of these feuds would fade away as they get filtered through the light of God's word. Generational curses, it'll be broken. And truly, familiar spirits will fall off of us. And instead of a family feud, we'll celebrate a family full of faith. All this morning, I'm asking a simple question. Whose birthday is it really? Go back and do a check of your agenda and your attitude as you rush toward these last 5 days. Are they full of activities that have nothing to do with glorifying our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? And if they do, just repent and refocus. See, our last game show will grow that we all grew up with in my last 3-4 minutes is that recent comeback show To Tell the Truth with Anthony Anderson and his mom, Mother Doris. There are three people, and only one of them is telling the truth. And there's usually a panel of celebrity judges that get to ask them various questions, and they have to guess who is really telling the truth. Now, we as believers should always strive, what, to tell the truth. But even how we tell it, the theme of my ministry, Gathering of the Eagles, is Ephesians 4, that 15th verse in Ephesians 4 says, speaking the truth in love. You can say the right thing, but say it so harsh and so cold. But speaking the truth in love, that we may grow up in Christ. Now, the word Christmas means Christ Mass and the coming of Christ. What does Christ mean? The Anointed One. This is Advent season, and it literally means the coming of the Anointed One. But during this time of year, yes, there's an atmosphere of sharing and caring. People who normally are not givers are affected by the divine shift in the atmosphere. The heavenlies hearken with a different assignment, and all of us fall captive to have a heart to care and give. Now, with this atmosphere of caring and sharing, do we as believers remember whose birthday it is anyway? In other words, are we keeping our eyes on the prize, which is Christ? I'm going to wait till Christmas Day, but there really was a real St. Nicholas. Yes, yes, yes. Not ho, 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 but a real saint of the Catholic Church named St. Nicholas. And on Christmas Day, I'll go through that history of how he started, and it came out of what's now modern-day Turkey to all the way to Mrs. Claus in the North Pole because of marketing, and we not even understanding as a body of Christ to make sure the truth is getting told, to make sure we speak the truth in love and remind folks the reason for the season. I don't care how y'all spin it off. I don't care how well it's marketed. It's to celebrate the birthday of Jesus Christ. When anybody says Merry Christmas, I say yes, and we got to say Happy Birthday, Jesus. I use that as an evangelistic tool to kind of snap folks back to what it's all about. Again, don't forget whose birthday it is, the real reason for the season. So in conclusion, when we play the match game, we must strive each day to make sure our lives match up to Christ and his holy word. When we play the family feud, we must strive each day to make sure our families only fight for the salvation of lost loved ones, knowing our only enemy is the devil. And when we play to tell the truth, We must strive to make sure our conversation and lifestyle is a clear illustration reflecting the truth of God's word. This morning, TMC family, my only question, whose birthday is it anyway? Never forgetting the reason for the season. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for that profound and powerful word this morning. I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for this day. But at this time, let us pray over our prayer requests. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just bless you. We praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you, God. We come humbly before your throne, thanking you for allowing us to wake up into another day that you have made that we will rejoice and be glad in. God, we thank you because you are our all-knowing God. You are all-caring God, and you love us unconditionally. So at this time, I would like to thank you for Dr. Vanessa, and I thank you for the word that you gave for her to bring to us this morning. I ask right now that you will fill her up with your virtue, God, that you would give her the desires of her heart, Father, and that she will continue to walk into victory as you have already provided and made provisions for her to do. I lift up each and every caller that has dialed into this, the master's call right now, and those that will listen later, Father, for we cast our cares upon you, Father, and we know that through you we will receive rest. And so I lift up baby Taryn to you. I say that she is a miracle in the making, God, so have your way in her right now. I ask for traveling grace for the Peterson family, Father. Allow them to get to and from safely in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, I lift up Mother Oliver to you, and I say continue to give her strength that comes from you in Jesus' name. I lift up Jackie Henderson and the Henderson family to you right now. I pray as they travel the highways and byways, as they celebrate the life of their aunt, Father, that you would just allow your comfort, your peace, and your rest to be upon her. I lift up the family of Jesse Bloomfield to you right now. I pray that you would comfort them right now in the name of Jesus, and that you would give them peace and that they would be able to rest in you, oh God. I lift up Artist Life to you. I lift up every single business, every single ministry on this line right now, Father, for you are our provider and you are our provision. You are our shepherd, and we shall not want for anything. And we decree and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us shall be condemned in Jesus' name. And these things I decree and declare in the matchless, in the miraculous, in the marvelous, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I decree these things to be so in Jesus' name. Amen. To go back and listen to the replay of this call, please dial 712-432-1085. Use the PIN code 957-677-POUND. After this call, we'll be heading over to the new morning motivational call to listen in to the phenomenal Dee Lee as she has Testimonial Thursday today. That number is, again, 712-770-4005. Use the PIN code or access code 294-617-POUND. Thank you so much to each of you who have dialed in this morning to our telecommunication sanctuary. I pray that your lives have been enriched, empowered, and enhanced on this day. Thank you again, Minister Willa and Minister Brenda. And to you, Dr. Vanessa, thank you, thank you, thank you for serving us in excellence. And it has been a privilege for me to serve each one of you in excellence, too. Go out and be great. And at this time, I'm going to ask Dr. Vanessa if she would come back to the line and give us our benediction for this day. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I am. Thank you so much, as always, for a spirit of excellence in hosting, and to our prayer general for greeting, and to you, our entire TMC family. Father God, we just thank you for always the opportunities to magnify, glorify, and exalt your holy name. Happy birthday, Jesus. We got it, and we will be the ambassadors of truth. We'll strive every day to make sure our lives match up to your holy word, on a mission to mirror you in all that we do. We thank you, Father, that we understand it's a good fight of faith against darkness, and we know the light of Christ rules inside of us, and we win. And Father, we'll tell the truth, the good news. We'll go tell it on the mountain and over the hills and everywhere that you, Christ, are born. So as we leave this call, we plead the blood of Jesus over our entire Master's Call, Artist Life family, that we are your ministers in the marketplace. Let this word, let this truth reverberate deep in their spirits as they magnify you in their mouths in conversation, action, and deed. We will, with all we do, give you the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have an absolutely awesome day. Be blessed and look forward to hearing many of you all on Testimonial Thursday. Bye-bye.